Good evening, everyone. I'm a postdoctoral fellow at York University. I'm going to talk about conditioning super Brownian motion on its exit measure, XD. This is joint work with Tom Salisbury. Tom and I have been working on this problem for slightly more than a year, and I knew very little about super processes prior to that, and I think I learned a lot from him in this past year, so I'm very excited to be presenting you our joint work. I like to start with Dinkins' definition of a super Brownian motion. Let E be an open domain of RD. A super Brownian motion is a family of measures, X, indexed by subdomains of E. So it's a measure-valued process indexed by subdomains of E. And a family of probability laws for X, P mu, where mu are finite measures on the domain E. There are four basic properties of a super Brownian motion. First one is the exit property, which roughly means that the random measure XD puts mass only on the boundary of the domain D, P mu almost surely if mu is a measure that assigns positive measure to the set D. If it assigns zero mass, that means that XD is zero almost surely. Second property is Markov property. So suppose there are three domains, D prime, which is a subset of subdomain of D, which is again a subdomain of D double prime, then XD prime is conditionally independent of XD double prime given XD. The third property is the branching property, which says that if you have a measure mu, which is the sum of measures mu1 and mu2, then the P mu law of XD is obtained by superpositioning of P mu1 law and P mu2 law of XD. And the fourth property involves the PDE. Because of the branching property, this family of measures P mu can be characterized by the Laplace functional. So you can think of it as a functional that takes the function f, maps it to another function u. U is a solution of this PDE, LU equals 2U square, where L is 1 over 2, the Laplacian, times the Laplacian, and UXN converges to F of X as XN converges to X on the boundary. So these are the four basic properties that define super Brownian motion. A heuristic way of thinking about super Brownian motion is to think about a branching particle system. So random number of particles start, so initially we have particles located inside the domain E, and each particle performs Brownian motion, killed at a certain rate. When it dies, it might produce two offsprings or none. And then we put an absorbing barrier on the boundary of a domain D. We look at the mass distribution that reaches to the boundary of this domain D. If we let then the initial number of particles go to infinity and the killing rate go to infinity, and the initial and the mass of each particle go to zero at the same time, this mass distribution is going to converge to XD in law. So that's the heuristic way to think about these exit measures. Now I want to tell you about the problem that we worked on. We fixed the subdomain D, And for any probability law, P mu, we would like to find and describe the conditional law of the super process given inside the domain D, given the exit measure XD. So this conditional law is going to be P mu XD. And so we're trying to find this measure on the sigma algebra FD. And FD is a sigma algebra generated by all the exit measures XD prime, where D is a subdomain of D. And we're going to be only interested in non-zero realizations of this exit measure. So instead of finding the condition law P mu XD, we're going to solve a simpler problem. We're going to consider the same conditioning under a different law, which is NX, which can be called the excursion law or the Levy law of X. And this is how we can think of this law, NX. X is the super Brownian motion can be obtained by adding up a Poisson sample of measure-valued processes, x1 and xn, where this Poisson random measure has intensity integral of nx with respect to mu. And if mu is just the point mass at the point x, that means nx is just the intensity of this Poisson random measure. And by superpositioning, you get the integral. So then we're going to first find and describe nx xd. And based on that, we're going to describe p mu xd. So how do we find nx xd? So we're going to obtain nx xd as an H transform of the law nx. So what's an H transform for a super Brownian motion? Is it the case for a diffusion, this H transform is obtained from the measure nx and an x harmonic function, H, which is defined on the space of finite measures supported in D. So that's how we define this, how one defines this measure. So D prime, let D prime be a subdomain of D. If Y is if D prime measurable non-negative Y, then NxH integral of Y is obtained by computing its integral, computing Y times, the integral of Y times H, XD prime. So this defines this law on the sigma algebra FD prime. You want to extend this to all of FD. And in order to be able to do that, you need some consistency condition. And that's why we require H to be X harmonic. That means P mu integral of H XD prime is equal to H mu for all mu and for all subdomains of D. So in our case, we have a specific specific X harmonic function, which corresponds to our conditioning. And for almost every realization nu of XD, so nu is a measure on the boundary of the domain D. So for almost every nu, H nu mu is a version of the Radon-Nikodym derivative of the P mu distribution of the exit measure XD with respect to the NX distribution of XD. So we can get a formula for this H transform, but we want to go even further. So we like to get an understanding of this condition law in terms of simpler probabilistic objects. To do this, we're going to give a branching particle construction of the system. So we're going to obtain this this condition law from a branching particle system, which we call the backbone. So here's how we construct this backbone. We consider the following system. U is the maximal solution of the same nonlinear PDE in the domain D. L, again, is 1 over 2 times Laplacian. We let L for U diffusion be the Brownian motion killed at rate 4 times U. There is a function, gamma nu x, which is an L for U potential in x for almost all nu. And there is a fragmentation kernel, kx nu, d nu 1 nu 2, which is for fixed nu, a probability measure on the pairs of measures nu 1, nu 2, such that nu 1 plus nu 2 is equal to nu. Given these, we consider the following particle system. A particle starts from x, following a gamma nu transform of an L for U diffusion. And since gamma nu was a potential, it dies somewhere inside D, say at point Y. And when it dies, it gives birth to two new particles, which again start gamma nu 1 and gamma nu 2 transforms of an L for U diffusion, where this time nu 1 and nu 2 are chosen according to the kernel ky nu. And then same process repeats for these new particles and so on. So if you look at the paths of these particles, this this thing is going to give us the branching backbone. But this is not all. We also need to create mass along this backbone. And for this, we introduce another law, which is n hat of x. So this is the Lévy law of a superdiffusion whose spatial motion is Brownian motion, killed at rate u. In fact, the superdiffusion, this process corresponds to superdiffusion condition to become extinct at the boundary. And then we let each particle in the backbone emit a superdiffusion at a constant rate during its lifetime, according to the law of the superdiffusion is going to depend on the position of the particle at the time of emission, and it's given by the law n hat xt. So this is our main result. The condition law nx nu is the law of the cumulative contribution of each of these emissions as t goes to infinity. And then how do we get p mu nu from this law? So we take a Poisson sample of points, x1 through xn, and we start a particle from each of these points. And each of these points are assigned a measure nu I, which is a random fragment of the measure nu. And of course, we want these measures, nu 1, and through nu and add up to the measure nu. And then we let each particle evolve independently according to the law nxi nu I, and nx nu is the law just that I just described in the previous slide. Okay, so this is how we get the condition, how we get a branching particle construction of this condition law. I want to mention some related work. Salisbury and Verrazzani considered a family of x-harmonic functions characterized by a function g, which is, again, a solution of this PDE, and associated with it a bunch of harmonic functions, ny through v1 through vk. They showed if g is 0 and vi are the harmonic functions obtained from the Poisson kernel by picking up k points from the boundary, then the resulting H transform corresponds to conditioning the super Brownian motion to hit the points Zi. They have, so this family, they also give a branching particle, branching backbone construction of, for these H transforms. And this construction is very similar to ours. In fact, we should get our system from theirs in the scaling limit. This is because if we sample a Poisson random measure from the boundary of D with intensity n times xD, and then condition the super process on the outcome of this Poisson random measure, there is a x-harmonic function corresponding to this conditioning. And that x-harmonic function falls in the class of x-harmonic functions considered by Salisbury and Verrazzani. So, and as n goes to infinity, this conditioning approaches to ours, because we can, in the limit, we can obtain the exit measure from this Poisson random measure. We were not the first ones to invent these H transforms. It appeared first in a paper by Dinkin, not in a conditioning context. He's interested in finding the elements of the Martin boundary of a superdiffusion. And so what's Martin boundary for a superdiffusion? It's defined as a set of extreme elements of the convex set of all x-harmonic functions. And so far, no probabilistic construction of the elements of the Martin boundary is known. But Dinkin showed that if H is extreme, then for every mu and for every sequence dk exhausting d, h mu can be obtained as a limit of h dk x dk mu, ph almost surely, where here h dk x dk are the same x harmonic functions as we had, corresponding conditioning for the domain dk. So this x-harmonic function hd nu can be interpreted as the analog of the Poisson kernel. Well, we do not know and would very much like to find out whether hd nu is extreme. So that will be the next project. So I guess that's all I wanted to say.